Blog Talk Radio.
I love you. I love you. I love you, Lord, today, because you care for me in such a special way. That's why I praise you. I lift you up and I magnify your name. That's why my heart is filled. That's why my heart is filled. That's why my heart is filled with praise, with praise. That's why my heart is filled. That's why my heart is filled. That's why my heart is filled with praise. Hallelujah, most gracious and most heavenly Father, we do come to give your name praise, glory, and honor, Father God, for another opportunity to meet at the breakfast table. Father God, we bless you, Father God, and we say thank you for life, for health, and for strength. Thank you for a will and a desire to start our day off with you. Father God, it might be the beginning of the morning for some of us, maybe for others, we're in the afternoon. Or maybe, Father God, for some of us, it's nighttime. But regardless of the time, you're outside of time. And we just want to say thank you for your mercies and new mercies that embrace us on this morning. Father God, as we come, we want to confess every sin of omission and every sin of commission. Father God, we bless you and we say thank you. We embrace the gifts of a brand new day. Now we surrender the day back to you, that you will unfold this day according to your will being done on earth and heaven. Thank you for the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. We thank you, Father God, for the work that is being done in this part of the vineyard where Jesus Christ is being lifted up higher and higher, Father God. And we are committing to the call more and more every day. As our flesh is dying daily, but our spirit is being renewed day by day and day by day. Thank you, Father. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Hallelujah. Oh, blessed be the name of the living God, of the living God. Father, have your way in our services this morning, that you and you alone will be glorified, your people will be edified. We are not concerned about Satan being horrified, because greater is he that lives within us than he that lives within the world. Thank you, God. And as you told your disciples to say, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forever. And our soul says, amen, 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 and amen. Amen. Bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Amen. Top of the morning to you, top of the morning. Welcome back to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, mentoring kingdom leadership where Jesus Christ is the Lord. Glory be to God. Amen. I am Apostle Dr. Alfreda. I am your host and your kingdom coach this morning. Amen. And it gives me great pleasure to be used by God in this capacity. Amen. Lifting up his holy name as we meet at the breakfast table. Amen. If this is your first time with us, you have come to the right place at the right time. Breakfast is about to be served. Please have a seat at the table. Amen. Spiritual breakfast for champions. Amen. Man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Amen. And this is the will of the Lord, the word of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. And we pray that everybody, amen, all of our family, amen, our family, our partners, our audience, we pray that everybody is doing good, holding on to faith, standing. And after you've done all the stand, you're still standing. Amen. Standing on the promises of Christ our King through eternal ages. We are letting his praises ring. Glory to the highest. We are shouting and we are singing. We are standing on the promises of God. Amen. Amen. And amen. We bless the Lord. All right. All right. All right. Amen. We want to talk today, amen, about a woman in the Bible, amen, and she didn't have a name. She didn't have a name, amen, but it's a strong message, you know, and we just want to thank God, amen, that God doesn't, amen, always use a name, amen, to give us the story, amen, to give us the teaching, to give us, amen, what we need to learn. So what does that show? That shows that the name is not all that important. The names are not all that important. Why? Because God has given us a new name. For those of us that will be going to heaven, and you best believe the only ones going to heaven are the only ones that want to go. For those of you, if you're listening today and you're not a believer and you don't want to go to heaven, amen, God don't want you there. He wants you there, but if you don't want to be there, he's going to honor your request. See? Glory be to God. But we want to encourage you that when we get to heaven, saints, because that's where we're on our way to, amen, we're going to have a new name. So God knows your name, amen, but the name is not all that important because God is looking at the condition of your heart. God has given you a new name that the condition of your heart has dictated. I truly believe, and I haven't found it in the Word yet, so I'm going to keep looking, and I know the Holy Spirit has shown me, amen, but the Bible says we have a new name in heaven, and I truly believe that the condition of our heart is going to dictate our new name. I do believe that, amen, but there is plenty, amen, of women in the Bible. Amen. And matter of fact, I was working a few hours yesterday lining up the men in the Bible. Woo! So because we're going to take a little break from the women. Then we're going to go to the men in the Bible. And then we're going to come back to the women in the Bible. And I don't know. And then we're just going to just keep going this way until the Lord tells us otherwise. Amen. And we're going to mix it up, the men and the women. Amen. Because God loves the men and God loves the women. Amen. But this woman in the Bible here that we want to talk about and look at her life for a few minutes this morning, amen, she was a woman who was sacrificed. She was sacrificed for an oath. And we can read her story in the book of Judges, amen, chapter number 11. And I'm going to begin reading in your hearing out of the NIV. And I'm going to start reading in verse number 30, Judges chapter 11, verse 30. And the word of the Lord reads, "And Jephthah made a vow to the Lord, 'If you give the Ammonites into my hands, whatever comes out of the door of my house to meet me when I return in triumph from the Ammonites will be the Lord's. And I will sacrifice it as a burnt offering.' Then Jephthah went over to fight the Ammonites, and the Lord gave them into his hands. He devastated 20 towns from Oreya to the vicinity of Minith, as far as Abel-Keronim. Thus Israel subdued Ammon. When Jephthah returned to his home in Mizpah, who should come out to meet him but his daughter, dancing to the sound of timbrels? She was an only child. Except for her, he had no other son nor daughter. When he saw her, he tore his clothes and cried, 'Oh no, my daughter! You have brought me down, and I am devastated. I have made a vow to the Lord that I cannot break.' 'My father,' she replied, you have given your word to the Lord. Do to me just as you promised. Now that the Lord has avenged you of your enemies, the Ammonites, but grant me this one request, she said. Give me 2 months to roam the hills and weep with my friends, because I will never marry. You may go, he said. And he let her go for 2 months. She and her friends went into the hills and wept because she would never marry. After the 2 months, she returned to her father, and he did to her as he had vowed, and she was a virgin. And this is the blessed word of God for the blessed people of God. Amen. Glory be to God. Sacrifice. Matter of fact, beloved, this lesson here, amen, induced our prayer petition this morning on our 5 o'clock service on Facebook Live, amen, as we prayed. Our target prayer was for godly sacrifices. And we see this in our story today, beloved. Amen. Father, we thank you that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart is acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our redeemer. Beloved, when we read about the story of Jephthah, glory be to God, he had made a name for himself. He was a brave, he was a fearless leader. He was brave. I'm telling you, the boy was a champion. Glory be to God. And that they had called on him, amen, to lead up the fight against the Ammonites, against their enemies, and called him to be a leader. And he sort of knew he had it going on, you know. It's like, you know, well, you know, y'all want me, y'all going to have to pay for it. Y'all, you know, some people have that attitude. If you want my services, yeah, I'll give you my services, but you're going to have to pay. Huh? Glory be to God. There's some preachers right now, beloved. Amen. Glory be to God. Look, you call them big-time preachers, amen, to come and preach for you. They come. They're going to tell you what you got. Look, $50,000. Okay, $50,000. There used to be $50,000 before the pandemic. I don't know what it is now. Okay, they said you got to pay. All right, and I can sort of understand because they travel with people. And you got to put the people up in a hotel and all that, whatever. All right, glory be to God. So anyhow, they said, fine. So he said, this is what I want. He said, I'll lead the battle for you. I'll take the enemy out, okay? He said, but now there's a condition. They said, now, when I come back, I want to be, you know, the captain in charge. I want to be the chief in charge. I want to be the president. You know what I mean? I want to be the number one ruler, see? And so this was the condition. And they agreed, amen, that they would give him what he wanted. Now, before Jephthah went into battle, amen, with the enemy, the Bible says that he made a vow before the Lord. The Bible tells us he uttered all the words of his heart before the Lord. Amen. Before we get to what he vowed, amen, beloved, amen, we just want to, amen, write this scripture down in your Bibles, amen, in the book of Hebrews, amen, the 11th chapter, amen, in verse number 32. Glory be to God. And it says this, hallelujah. It says, and what shall I say more? For the time would fail me to tell of Gideon and Barak and of Samson and of Jephthah, that's who we're talking about today, of David also and Samuel and of the prophets. Okay, so the man was, you know, the man was, I guess you could say he was spiritual. Okay, he believed in God. Okay, but this is where he made his mistake. This is where he made his mistake. Let me show you one more scripture. Amen, beloved. And write this scripture down. Amen. Let me pull it up real quick. The Holy Spirit just brought it to me. Uh-huh. And you can find that in Ecclesiastes chapter number 5, verse number 5. And this is what it reads. It says, it is better that you should, it is better not to make a vow than to make a vow and not fulfill it. Beloved, this is why divorce is so hurtful. This is why not only is divorce hurtful, beloved, we make vows for that car note. I'm going to pay you back a so-and-so per month, huh? For the next 5 years. I'm going to pay you so much on this mortgage. I'm going to pay on this. Any vow we make, beloved, amen. But especially a vow that we make to the Lord. And I know people that do it. They do it. They get in trouble. They get in trouble and they make a vow. Lord, if you get me up out of this, Lord, I'll go to church every Sunday. Lord, if you get me up, I'll never do that again. Lord, if you get me up out of this, God, I'll give you this. I'll give you that. I'll give you that. The Lord says it's better not to make a vow. He said, don't be rash with your mouth. Don't be rash with your mouth. My mother was scheduled to perform a wedding for a couple next month. And the girl was too embarrassed to call my mother. So she had her mother call my mother to say that she had changed her mind. She called the wedding off. She said, I ain't getting married. It was last minute, but guess what, beloved? It's better not to make a vow than to make a vow and break it. So what did Zephaniah do? Zephaniah made a foolish vow. Zephaniah said, this is what Zephaniah said, beloved. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I have opened my mouth unto the Lord, and his name is enrolled among those who are, okay. Skip all that. All right. What the vow that he made, just let me give you the short version here. He says, when I get back from this victory, I'm going to take the enemy down for you boys. I'm going to take the enemy down because he knew he was all that. He said, but now he said, this is what I'm going to do. This is my vow. He said, it was a rash vow. He said, when I get back home from the battle, the first person to run out of the house, the first person who greets me, when I get back from battle, I'm going to sacrifice that person unto the Lord. Beloved, he had no idea that that one person was going to be his only daughter. The Bible doesn't say where his wife was. Glory be to God. Matter of fact, the Bible doesn't even give his daughter a name. She's a nameless girl, but she was the only child. This was a rash vow. We don't know how Zephaniah was thinking. Maybe he thought one of the slaves was going to run out. Master, your home, master. Give me your bag, master. Let me wash your feet, master. Maybe he thought one of his slaves was going to run out the house. He was ready to sacrifice one of them. Glory be to God. But he made the vow unto God. Amen. Glory be to God. So because he made the vow, he left God to choose the victim. He said, the first person that run out of my house. Beloved, God took Zephaniah at his word. He took him at his word. And I'm sure he was stunned when he got back from battle to find out his only daughter, a virgin, ran out the house to greet his precious daughter. Y'all know how we feel about our children. Huh? Crossing the threshold to meet him. Beloved, we see here that God answered Jephthah's prayer, but he also punished him through the answer. Oh, we got to be careful what we ask God for. God answered his prayer, but punished him through the answer. Oh, and we can think of scenarios, amen, glory be to God, beloved, where God gave us the answer to our prayer, but we was punished at the same time. Oh, you had to have him, didn't you? You had to have him. Now, amen, the women, and now they serving double jeopardy. Number one, they married a monster. Now they in jail for killing them. And vice versa, not just women, men too. Oh, baby, you got to be careful what you ask God for. But it was a foolish vow because he did not have to go that far. He didn't have to go there. God, I'm on this. God, if you heal me off this sick bed, God, I promise you. God, I make a vow every day for the rest of my life. God, I'll serve you. God, I'll give you. You ain't have to even go there. You're desperate. But you already made the vow. See? And so when the daughter came running out the house, glory be to God, he wept. He was sad. Glory be to God. But he told his daughter what happened. He said, I made a vow that the first person who greeted me, I would sacrifice to the Lord. And he said, I can't go back. I can't renege on God. I can't tell the God I changed my mind. I have to honor the vow that I made. Because he was a man of integrity. Glory be to God. Huh? And look, beloved, and her response. Now, come on. If that was some of us, we'd be kicking and screaming, slapping our daddy. How dare you? I knew you never loved me in the first place. All you did was use me. All you did was reject me. Oh, come on, y'all. Now, y'all know, come on. Matter of fact, they would have to find us. We would be on the run. What? He looked for us the next day. We'd be unpacked. We ain't even going to pack up. We'd be gone. What you talking about? Oh, we would have felt some type of hurt. We would have felt betrayed. The same way, amen, when Lot, remember when Lot offered his two daughters? Remember when the men came to Lot's house to rape the angels? And Lot didn't want them to rape the angels, which they couldn't rape the angels anyhow, but he was protecting the angels, and Lot offered his two daughters. All right, that's the whole, all right, we already talked about that. Okay, all right, just want to bring that up. So, but look at this woman here, beloved, glory be to God. This woman here, she was willing to be a sacrifice. There was no resentment in her heart. There was no rebellious tones in her voice, beloved. She didn't even cry. Nah, she was a strong woman. She didn't cry, huh? Nor did she shake with despair after her father, see, hallelujah, had spoken such a vow. I'm sure she might have wondered why her father went that far, but she didn't rebuke him. Glory be to God. But what we find out when we read this story, that this nameless woman, see, with quiet acceptance, glory be to God, she accepted the fact that she would be offered as a burnt sacrifice for the promise that her father had made. My God, my God, my God. Hallelujah. What love. Love. I don't know if that's love. I don't know if that's service. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Zephna's daughter. And this is why I believe the Bible puts this story in here, beloved. She is a commendable maiden. Glory be to God. She may not have the gifts that some of the other women had, or maybe she didn't have the talents. Maybe she was just a normal woman like me and you. Glory be to God. Huh? But she will ever remain. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. As the incarnation of willing sacrifice. When we look at Zephna's daughter, this woman, we see that she is a woman of willful sacrifice. She could have told her daddy, you got to catch me first. You want to sacrifice? You go on and sacrifice yourself. Huh? No, she willingly, glory be to God, presented her body as a sacrifice because of the vow that her father made. Hallelujah. And she told her father, glory be to God, she said, if you, daddy, have made this promise due to the Lord, she said, do to me according to the promise that you made, willing to be made a sacrifice. Beloved, if there is a quality for which a woman is supreme, it is sacrifice. Sacrifice. Hallelujah. And we see this in the virtue of this obedient daughter of Zephna. Glory be to God. That noble gift that she offered herself. Glory be to God. Because her father said, I cannot go back on my vow. I cannot go back on my word. I regret what I said, but I have to honor my word. She said, Father, do what you need to do. She did not run away, but with true devotion, she accepted his will. She felt that her blood would be a good price to pay for divine vengeance over the enemies of Israel, beloved. Glory be to God. Sacrifice. We talked about sacrifice all this weekend, the sacrifice of a mother, Mother's Day, the sacrifice that mothers make. Glory be to God. And here, beloved, amen, we see, amen, the sacrifice of this unnamed woman because of the rash vow that her father made when her father said, can't go back. Let me show you one other scripture here, beloved, amen. Write this down in your notes, amen, coming out of book of Psalms, amen, glory be to God, chapter number 15 and verse number 4, amen, Psalms 15 and 4, amen, hallelujah, and it reads like this, it says, who despises a vile person, but honors those who fear the Lord, who keeps an oath even when it hurts and does not change their mind. This vow is hurting me, but I'm going to honor it. I was talking to one young man. He said, I don't love my wife no more. He said, but because I made a vow, I'm going to honor it. He said, what love got to do with it? And beloved, he said, even when it hurts, and this is where Zephna was coming from, and the nameless woman recognized that, and she said, okay, then do what you got to do. Amen. She, amen, presented her body, amen, as a sacrifice, beloved. The Bible has a lot to say about sacrificing. Sacrificing. And this morning, amen, just real briefly, amen, glory be to God, hallelujah, hallelujah. The one this morning as we talked and shared in our 5 o'clock prayer coming out of Romans 12 and 1, I want to share that with you. But just four little quick bullet points this morning, beloved, amen, as the Lord talks about sacrifice. The Lord talks about the sacrifice of our lips, the sacrifice of our life. The Lord also talks about, beloved, the sacrifice of your loot, meaning your money. Amen. And the Lord talks about the sacrifice of your love. The first sacrifice, beloved, amen, glory be to God, hallelujah, is the sacrifice of your lips. In the book of Hebrews 13 and 15, glory be to God, hallelujah. Through Jesus, therefore, let us continually offer to God a sacrifice. Somebody say sacrifice. A sacrifice of praise. The fruit of lips that confess his name, for which such sacrifices God is pleased. You see that, beloved? The sacrifice of praise. I don't feel like praising God today. It's a sacrifice. If you feel like it or not. If you feel like it or not. I don't feel
praise him in the morning. Praise him in the noonday. Praise him when the sun goes down. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. We know it's a sacrifice. We know you in pain. Sacrifice. Give God his praise. Thank God you can feel the pain. If you was dead in the graveyard, you wouldn't know what pain felt like. Give God the praise. We know you're hurting. Give God the praise. We know you're confused. Give God the praise. In all things, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Not only does God require sacrifice of praise, beloved, he desires, as we talked on this morning, a sacrifice of your life. Romans 12, 1 and 2. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Glory be to God. The sacrifice. Sacrifice. Hallelujah. A living sacrifice. A holy sacrifice. But beloved, amen. When we give God our bodies, our minds, beloved, this is your spiritual act of worship. God wants all of you. All of you. Not a little bit here and a little bit there. All of you, all of your life, all of your time, all of your ambitions, your possessions, your ears, your mouth, your sexuality, your mind, your emotions, and your attitudes. A living sacrifice. Hallelujah. We go to work, go to play, go to sleep, eat. Glory be to God. Whatever we do, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Placing everything before God as an offering. God, I give you my life. I give you my thoughts. I give you my ideas. I give you my activities. I give you my children. Everything I have, I give to you because it's not mine anyway. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Living sacrifice, beloved. Hallelujah. So in order to offer living sacrifice, amen, glory be to God, our act of worship, beloved, is no longer to bring a sacrifice, but to be one ourselves. So in the Old Testament, what did they do? They killed the animals as a sacrifice. God got tired of that. God, that started stinking in God's nostrils. God said, all right, enough of this. All right, so he sent Jesus. Jesus came as a sacrifice. What happened? Jesus was killed on the cross. Huh? Okay. Now what? Now he said, now we must, amen, be a living sacrifice. Amen. Hallelujah. That means something, to offer something as a sacrifice, something has to be killed. That's why he says mortify your flesh. That's why he says mortify your flesh, mortify your way of thinking. It's no longer you. Amen. Glory. It ain't never really been about you. It's always been about him. Seeking first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness. And all these other things shall be added unto us. Loving God with all of our heart, mind, soul, strength, and might. Putting God first above everything, including yourself. Then, beloved, God wants us to sacrifice our loot. And this is why Paul, that's your money. Paul encourages the sacrifice of generosity and contributing to the needs of others. He tells us to share with God's people and those who are in need. Glory be to God. Sharing with others, all in the book of Hebrews, in the book of Romans, beloved. Matter of fact, in Romans 12:20, glory be to God, check this out. Not only are we supposed to help others in need, beloved, not only are we supposed to give generously because and sacrifice, I ain't really got it. No, you got it. You don't want to give it up. You got some plans for it. You got some plans for that. That's my vacation money. Yeah, but what is God telling you right now? Oh, baby, let me tell you something. God is sending you on vacation expense-free. Huh? Not only are we supposed to give to those in need, not only are we supposed to give generously, because God loves a cheerful giver. Check this out. We're supposed to even give generously to our enemies. That's why the scripture tells us in Romans 12 and 20, glory be to God. He said, if you see your enemy hunger, go buy that person some lunch. Or if your enemy is thirsty, give your enemy something to drink. See, because, beloved, your generosity will surprise your enemy with goodness. And you may have snatched a soul from hell. And then the last sacrifice we want to look at this morning, beloved, amen, if you're just signing in, glory be to God, amen, as we're talking about the Zephna's daughter, the woman who was sacrificed for an oath that her father made to keep so he can honor his vow, see, and how she willingly, amen, presented herself as a sacrifice, teaching us what? We are supposed to willingly present our bodies, our lives, as a sacrifice unto God. Unto God. Hallelujah, my God, Jesus. You say it ain't easy. I say it is easy. Because the Bible says the way of the transgressor is hard. Not the way of the saint. You see, when we submit to the process, beloved, God takes over. So we don't really do nothing but follow the Spirit. But as long as we're trying to fight with God, he can't take over. And guess what? The Holy Ghost is a gentleman. He ain't going to force you. He could handcuff you and tie you up and muffle you down. He ain't going to do it. God don't want that type of service. God wants service from the heart. He wants you to want it. He wants you to want him. If you don't want him, then you won't have to have him, because it ain't but one other person to run with. If you reject God, it's not, you don't have a one other choice, and that's the devil. If you want to follow the devil, then follow the devil and go to hell, because that's the only place, that's where he's going, so he ain't got no other place to take you. If you want to go to hell, you go to hell. I mean, isn't God, that's what you call holiness. God does not want any souls to be lost, but he gives you the choice to choose. That's love. You ever heard the saying, if you really love somebody, if you really love them, just let them go. Let them go. If they come back to you, it's yours. You don't want to be in the way of somebody that's loving somebody else. They love somebody else. You don't want to be in the way, do you? I know I don't. So here we see, beloved, amen, hallelujah. So she sacrificed her life. And according to the scripture, God is urging us to sacrifice our lives as a living sacrifice. And holy living, righteous living. Then we see God is telling us to sacrifice our lips, that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts will be acceptable in his sight. Every time we open up our mouth, glory be to God, it'll be some form of praise, something sweet, something lovely. Amen. Hallelujah. Words of grace. Quick to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath. Then we see where the Spirit is telling us to sacrifice our money. Glory be to God. God loves a cheerful giver. Glory be to God. And then, beloved, last that we're going to cover today, God is calling for sacrifice of our love. Our love. Hallelujah. Paul gives us many examples of the sacrifice of loving service. Matter of fact, beloved, in Hebrews 13 and 16, amen, the Hebrew writer says, do not forget to do good and to share with others, for with such sacrifices God is pleased. Sacrifice of your love. And it does take a sacrifice to love some folks. And y'all know I'm telling the truth. Oh, y'all know I'm telling the truth. Maybe this is sacrifice here, because you don't deserve it. No, they don't deserve it. But guess what? You don't deserve it either. You don't deserve it either. a sinner saved by grace. Beloved, doing good means giving up things that are not good. Romans 12 and 2, beloved, is telling us don't let the world around you squeeze you into its own mold. Don't let the world. Come on, girl. It's all right. It's all right. You can do this. Everybody else doing this. Come on. You can smoke a little of this, drink a little of this, go to this party, engage in this, engage. Come on. Have some fun. Loosen up. Come on now. You only live once. Come on now. So-and-so doing it. So-and-so doing it. So-and-so. No, you can't let them squeeze you into that mold. See? So when you do good, you hold your stance. So I know if everybody else might be doing it, but look, y'all, count me out. Count me out. Although God only asks us to give up the bad stuff in our lives, beloved, it can feel very costly because that stuff is superficially attractive. I mean, come on now. It look good. It smell good. They say, what? Pastor, I can't do this tonight. I can't do that. Come on now. Look at this. You see what I see? Yeah, I see what you see. You hear what I hear? Yeah, I heard that too. See, superficially, it's attractive. This is why Moses said this. Moses said, I would rather suffer with the children of Israel than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. Let me tell you something now. Anybody say sin don't feel good, don't taste good, don't look good? Ain't never had it right. They ain't never had it right. How you think the devil keeps people in his territory? He gonna make sure it feel good, taste good, look good, and it smell good, everything good, 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 good. I can't step out of this, Pastor. That's too good. Yeah, baby, but I'm telling you right now, let me tell you something. It's good for a season. It's good for a season. It's good for a season. I watch a lot of documentaries, and I just watch a lot of them. But it's amazing, and I see how people accumulate all this money. They talked about the lawyer, attorney Kwan, amen, that was defrauding Social Security for years. I mean, almost $1 billion. Almost $1 billion. He's not the only one. As I could name a couple of them. But my point is this. They get all this money. I mean, money that they had so much money, they would just throw money out the window to people down on $100 bills. They would just throw out the window. Anybody needs some money, they ain't know what to do with the money. They had so much money. The bottom line is this, beloved, amen. They all went to jail, and they all went to jail broke. How the heck you going to run through almost $1 billion? The one woman was so broke from selling drugs that she had to live at the college dorm with her son's college dorm. She didn't have a place to live when she was released. Beloved, let me tell you something. You might look like you winning and grooving and getting your groove on the devil's side, but let me tell you something. It's sweet for a season. You got the money. You got the honey. You got everything else you want for a season. But let me tell you something. That season dries up. That's why Ecclesiastes says it's a time under heaven for every season. And now you got to pay the piper. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man soweth, that shall be also. Baby, put the sacrifice in. Let me tell you something. When we sacrifice for God, it might look like it's slow. Everybody else being blessed. Everybody else getting at the top of the line. This one here got a spouse. This one here got a house. This one here. And we looking at everyone else. What? Because you're being conformed. See, that's why the Bible tells us in Romans 12 and Romans 12. Get your eyes off everybody else. Why do the heathen prosper? Get your eyes off of them. Because now, see, the devil going to try to compromise with you to compromise to now do some shady stuff. See, so you can keep up with the Joneses. No, go ahead and put your sacrifice in, baby. It might look like you slow, but guess what? You show. And baby, what you get when the Lord give it to you, it's yours. You ain't got to worry about nobody coming and getting it, coming and stealing it, repossessing it, or anything else. Put the sacrifice in. Put the sacrifice in. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Beloved, repentance is a very positive word. But at the time, it might mean sacrificial. If you're listening to me today, glory be to God, and you never gave your life to Christ, glory be to God, hallelujah, hallelujah, it's time for you to do that. Sacrificial love involves allowing God to transform us by a complete change. That's sacrificial love. Have your way, God. Have your way, God. Have your way. Have your way, God. Have your way. Do what you need to do. Change me, Lord. Change me, Lord. Hallelujah. Transform me, Lord. Hallelujah. If any man be in Christ Jesus, any woman be in Christ Jesus, they are a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Beloved, our love must be sincere. When we talk about sincere, without hypocrisy, playing games, without play acting, without a mask, see? Beloved, often relationships in this world are quite superficial because we all put up fronts. We put on masks to protect ourselves, see? And when we see the government doing this, beloved, we call it spin, quote, spin, unquote. But when we do it, we call it image. We say we are projecting something. But in effect, what we're saying, beloved, is I don't really like what I am inside. So I will pretend to be somebody different. And if other people are doing the same thing, beloved, now there are two fronts or two mass meetings. I got my mask on. You got your mask on. The sad result is that the two people never really meet. And so, beloved, this is the opposite of sincere love. Sincere love means taking off your mask and daring to reveal who you are. When you know that God loves you as you are set free to take off your mask. And this means that there is a completely new depth and authenticity in your relationships. Say, so you're just real. It's just real. So real. Oh, ain't nothing like being real. Maybe this is who I am. Like it or not, I don't have nothing else to offer you. I don't have nothing else to offer you. I'm going to tell you guys, amen, as I close. Most of you that know me, see me lately know that I just decided to go natural. You know what I mean? I said, no more color in my hair. Amen. Glory be to God. I just do the gray thing. Amen. Because that's who I am. Matter of fact, the Bible speaks about gray, called gray wisdom. Matter of fact, it's nothing to be ashamed of. But you know what? I'm so free. I still got my little girlies up here. I got about 6 wigs. I look at them for every now and then. But I'm going to tell you the truth. I've never been so free. Just to be who I am. I you know, I mean, this is me. Make you look older. Well, make you look younger. Don't make no difference. This is who I am. See, this is who I am. And we want to be, we want in every area of our lives. See, in every area. See, that's love. I threw the mask in the, my children told me to throw all my wigs in the trash. Because they tell me how beautiful I look natural. They said, Mommy, just throw all your wigs in the trash. We don't know why you was wearing them in the first place. But the point is this, beloved, we need to take the mask off and throw the mask in the trash so that the real love can shine forth. And if I take my mask off and you take your mask off, I think the world will be a different place. Matter of fact, I know it will. Amen. Glory be to God. So Paul is telling us to live in harmony with one another, to be generous, hospitable, to be forgiving, to be empathetic, and to live at peace with everyone. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And beloved, this is a glorious picture of the Christian family and to which God calls us, beckoning us into an atmosphere of love, joy, patience, faithfulness, generosity, hospitality, blessings, rejoicing, harmony, humility, and peace, where good is not overcome by evil, but evil is overcome with good. Sacrifice. As I close on this morning, I want to, beloved, lead you into a prayer. Amen. For those of you who are listening who have never given the Lord the sacrifice that the Lord requires. Zephna's daughter did it, and she doesn't even have a name. Bible don't even mention her name. Will you, amen, give the Lord what he requires today? Amen. Today, amen, just make up your mind, amen, that you're going to offer your body. First of all, if you do not know Jesus in the pardoning of your sins, we invite you, amen, to accept Jesus in. Just open up your heart right now and ask God to forgive you for your sins and invite Jesus to come into your heart and live as your Lord and your Savior. And thank him for saving your soul. And you're saved. Glory be to God. And then, beloved, amen, those of you who have just given your life to Christ, and those of you, amen, who have given your life to Christ a long time ago, but you never, amen, offered your body as a living sacrifice. You still want your body to be yours. You want God to keep his hands off unless you get sick or unless you need him. Let me tell you something. If you offer your body a living sacrifice, your body won't get sick. So repeat after me, beloved. Lord, today I offer you my body as a living sacrifice. I am available to you. I give everything I have to you again. I give my life. I give my time. I give my money. I give my ambitions. I give my plans, my hopes, and my desires. Now, Lord, I ask that you would show me your good, pleasing, and your perfect will. In Jesus' name, I thank you. And in Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. Amen. And amen. We bless the Lord. We bless the Lord. Hallelujah. For the word of God. Amen. On today. Amen. Zephna's daughter. Amen. Glory be to God. A woman. Amen. Glory be to God. Who gave her life. Hallelujah. She sacrificed her life for an oath. What are you willing to sacrifice your life for? I heard you say nothing. I heard you say nothing. Amen, Hollywood. You're outside the will of God. Amen. But we thank God, amen, that we are willing to sacrifice. We have sacrificed, and we will continue to sacrifice. Amen. Because we know it is well-pleasing unto our God, and all we want to do is please him. Amen. And make ourselves available to him. In Jesus' name, God, we thank you for the word of God as it is going forth on today. And we know that your word will not return unto you void, but it will always accomplish everything that you have sent it forth to do. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Amen and amen. All right, saints, amen, in form of announcements. Amen. Why these days go fast so quickly, don't they? We will be at the altar prayer today at noon. And then back at 9 p.m., we ask that you would please come and join us. Amen. Send somebody to the prayer line. Amen. Let them know it's a group of people praying, and they praying in spirit and in truth. Amen. People who have already presented their bodies as a living sacrifice. Come on, people that's not playing games but love the Lord. Not perfect. Amen. Hallelujah. But they love the Lord. Amen. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. So send them, or maybe just want to be around people that's praying. 12 o'clock today, at 9 o'clock, Lord's willing. All right, and then tomorrow, Lord's willing, 5 o'clock a.m. Facebook Live, and then we'll be back here. Amen. Same time, same place, same station. Amen. Glory be to God. You all will be hearing from me. Amen. So you can start studying. Amen. On the person that you're going to be elaborating. Some of you are going. I have a lot of names I put up yesterday. So some of you are going to be going around two and three times. I'm going to give you one at a time. I don't know. I might give you two or three at a time so you can start prepping. I don't know. All I know is I got the names. I'm just waiting for the Lord to show me who to assign who. Amen. But you best believe, amen, you'll be hearing from us. Amen. So you can continue to come and elaborate. And, you know, it's so much to learn. Amen. Wasn't it beautiful this morning? Zephna's daughter. Amen. Didn't even have a name, but she had a great sacrifice. Amen. She was willing to give, amen, her body as a sacrifice. Amen. Bless the Lord. All right, Father God, we say thank you. Help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time today. Cancel every spirit of accident, incident, and calamity. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. Father, we decree and we declare that no bad news will come nigh our dwelling. No more tears and no more sorrow. Father God, hallelujah, we bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation. Hey, we nullify it. We cancel it. By the blood of Jesus, we dip ourselves 7 times in the blood of Jesus. Be our children, our family, our finances, our health, our destiny. We are unable to be touched by evil, and no weapon formed against us will prosper. Thank you, Father God, that we will live and not die, and we will declare the words of the Lord. Now, unto him was able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power both now and forever. In the church said, amen, amen, and amen. Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ is the King of Kings. And Jesus Christ, he is the Lord of Lords. I love you. Yes, I do. Amen. Have a wonderful, glorious, victorious day. Walk in the blessing, because the blessing manifestation, it is already here. Apostle Dr. Alfreda Bradford signing out. Love you. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah and hallelujah.